This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, July 12th. Faith, knowing transgressions. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict, and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are God, my Savior. And my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. On Monday nights, I visited a woman in the nursing home who had already lived more than a century. With an expectant look and a heartwarming smile, she welcomed me to her half of the room she shared with another resident. Her mind and memory were sharp, but her hearing was fading. When I spoke loudly and enunciated clearly, she could catch what I said. Often, as she reminisced about farm life and mothering a large family, I saw a woman of faith and quiet courage. She knew the Lord. She loved Jesus and had devoted herself to serve him. Before leaving, I would ask her what Bible passage she wanted me to read. She was always ready with her request. It puzzled me that occasionally she would ask me to read Psalm 51, today's scripture reading. This psalm is about recognizing the deepness of our sin and how much we need to be forgiven. I felt a little uncomfortable reading this psalm with her. Why would this godly woman who loved the Lord so consistently ask me to read this psalm? She would answer, "Because I know my transgressions." They were real to her. She didn't minimize sin. It broke her heart with a repentance that pleases God. And God healed her broken heart. He loved her with his forgiving love. He made her whole. She knew his peace and loved him. Pray with me. Lord, we are sinners in need of a Savior. Thank you for giving us your only Son, Jesus, that we may be forgiven. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.